the Arlington Regional Fly-In, T-minus 8 days and counting. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Barb Tolbert, who is the executive director of the Arlington Fly-In, July 8th through the 12th. Aero News will be there. In fact, I will be there. And Barb, welcome in. We're really looking forward to seeing you this year.
Thanks, Paul. We're looking forward to welcoming you back.
Well, let's go way back to the beginning, because I think that there is some introspection going on by the organizers of some of the regionals and some of the larger local events this year to try to kind of look at what they are, where they came from, and whether some adjustments are needed, because some of the shows are leaning more toward becoming air shows that go for public attendance. Others are actually trying to pull back in a little bit and become more focused on the pilots and the airplanes. Where does Arlington fall in that spectrum? And give us a little history about how long the event's been going on.
Well, that's a really good question. I think that question applies not just to aviation events, probably to the aviation industry as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as we just kind of face challenging times, this event will be in its 42nd year. It started out as a one-day local fly-in where pilots who were traveling up to another air show in Canada had the place they all got together and got their formation together and flew up to the Abbotsford Air Show. So it didn't truly start out to be an event of any of the scope or magnitude that it is today.
Okay.
That came from the creative minds of aviation enthusiasts to see the beautiful airport we have, the facility, and the opportunity to make something in the Pacific Northwest that truly represented grassroots aviation and could introduce people. About your question about where the event is going, I guess I would say between those two choices, I think Arlington probably falls squarely in the middle of that. The roots of the show are embedded in aviation. It is an aviation event. We use aviation not as just a place to gather people who are already involved for the camaraderie, to learn new things, to grow the industry, but we're also very cognizant of our role of bringing new people in. And sometimes that starts with an introduction, as just a place to go, to see something that's kind of exciting, to see something that can be part of a family's life, or to look at something they may have always wanted to do. So I think that we try to balance that line between both.
Do you have any data from the past that shows how successful you are at bringing in the local community? It has always looked to me as though Arlington did not go as gung-ho into the air show side of things as some of the events have tried to go, and yet the mix of the crowd looked like it was a lot of the locals and not just the pilots.
Yeah, I think we've seen a transition of that in the crowd, particularly in the last couple years when the economy has changed for many pilots, and the competition to get people to venues and events that pilots spend a lot of money to come to a fly-in, even if it's a reduced ticket price, because they've got to pay for the airplane gas.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to pay for the maintenance, and they've got to pay for that. And so in order to continue to sustain the event, there has to be an appropriate balance between the general public, who help keep the costs low for the pilots, so we can honor them by keeping their costs low to bring the airplanes in, and the pilots who do come in.
All right, let's talk about the lineup this year. It's almost a little bewildering to try to characterize this show, because you've got everything from hot air balloons to ultralights, a Seahawk helicopter and a number of other things. And none of these seems to get short shrift. I mean, none of them seems to be kind of backgrounded. They're all promoted very upfront. You make mention of the ultralights flying at dawn and the balloon glow at dusk, and everything seems to be important to you. Tell us a little bit about what people will see at the show this year, especially things they might not have seen as much of in the past.
Oh, that's a very good question. One of the philosophies of the organizers of the Arlington Fly-In is that it doesn't matter at what level of aviation it's involved in aviation, it's all equal to them. So you're going to see large displays of radio-controlled aircraft, where many of us who are pilots today got our start. Which is something you don't typically see. In fact, even in the air show, each day will be a different radio-controlled act that's going to fly. They're going to have everything from World War I airplanes to jets, dual jet acts in the RC thing, flying aircraft. Also, because of the radio-controlled aircraft exhibit, and the word got out about how big that was. You know, we have that unique warbird area here at Arlington, where that's that themed area.
Mm-hmm.
Done up like a World War II Pacific base. They've added the antique military vehicles and ordnance to it, and now they've added a radio-controlled tank area for that as well that will be doing live demonstrations. These are one-half and one-fifth scale World War II German tanks, the Jag Panther and the Tiger. They're the size of a small Volkswagen.
I have never seen an RC tank before. That sounds interesting.
I think it's going to be a very unique thing to see. The gentleman, he's a home builder. He's built four of them, replicas, very well-to-scale model. None of us have ever seen. He even does a pyrotechnics show out of them. We won't be attempting that this year, perhaps in future years.
Let's talk about the camping, because this is, at its core, a fly-in. And unlike a lot of aviation events we can go to, you can still fly your plane in and camp there.
Yes, we encourage that. In fact, pilots who want to fly in, listen to this very carefully. There is no charge to camp under the wing of your airplane. That is how most of us enjoy spending the time we have to fly in the summer, and so we highly encourage that. The facilities are all in place, the showers, and in fact, we took a couple steps up this year in the amenities to pilots who want to fly in and camp. We've put several grill stations in the aircraft parking areas, so you don't have to pack the barbecue or go buy something that burns coals near the aircraft. We'll provide the cooking stations for you. You can simply just bring your food over and cook it. We have shuttles that will take pilots to town from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for free to pick up groceries or whatever needs they have, so they can prudently pack those airplanes before coming.
All right. It's very, very handy when you're trying to stay under max gross weight to not have to bring along a barbecue grill.
It absolutely is.
A couple of other interesting things that are unique to Arlington. The Walter P. Chrysler Club is putting on a car show display on Sunday. I know this has been, or something like it, has been part of the event for a while now. How did that get started?
You know, it's really interesting. That started because the gentleman who heads up that club, him and his father are the brother and the father of the president of the Boeing Airplane Corporation. They are very much aviation people, and as well as their car people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great club full of pilots and aviation enthusiasts who are trying to impress upon us that these are similar areas of interest to people involved in aviation. And so far, they've been very correct about that.
My guest today is Barb Tolbert of the Arlington Regional Fly-In, which starts a week from tomorrow. More in a moment. I'm Paul Flack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. My guest today is Barbara Tolbert, Executive Director of the Arlington Regional Fly-In, which is scheduled this year July 8th through the 12th. Opening day is a week from tomorrow. Barb, one of the things you're doing that's really different this year is the job fair. Tell us how that came to be and how you decided to make it part of the show.
Well, it just seemed like it was appropriate given the way the economy was going and the news we were hearing. We were hearing in late last year about, you know, the number of potential Boeing layoffs and other large employers in our area who may be laying off. And one large manufacturer on the airport actually closed their doors, a boat manufacturer, in December, freeing up 850 people from daily employment. So we started to think that there might be a way then to provide, if there were companies that were actually recruiting, a way to provide a service at the fly-in where they could look at some job recruitment and still justify buying a ticket to come to the event and seeing an air show and maybe relieving themselves of the pressure of daily economy for a while. So the FAA, the Western Services Region, approached us. They're actually hiring like crazy. They're hiring extensively in some Hawaii, Arizona, California, all run out of the regional office here. So they approached us about, you know, sponsoring a job fair. And it's now blown into Friday. We'll have a job fair from 10 to 3. There are 13 companies coming in. The requirement had to be that they were actually hiring positions so people can bring their resumes in.
Wow, that's a compelling reason to come to any event this summer.
I think so, too. We hope that this works out well, for both for those seeking jobs and for those companies here recruiting.
What about the NASA exploration experience? What is that's something you don't see at every air show as well.
No, you won't see that at every air show, and this is a very neat display. It's a very large trailer that NASA has put together to get some exposure about these next stage of our journeys into space and perhaps back to the moon. So it has it's a simulation of a journey in space is what the trailer is. It's very highly technical. There's a virtual reality room where you will walk on the moon and kick moon rocks, and there's another section where they have all of the modules and computers there for you to build lunar rovers.
Wow, that's neat.
It's going to be very neat, and NASA has also been decided to expand their presence. They're bringing their robots on the road display as well to team up with that trailer to give some exposure and some education both to young people and those of us who are older who are interested in how robotics is changing the future of how we do things.
Well, now, when you mention the interface between government and aviation, I have to think about the rich aviation heritage of the area of the country Arlington's located in. To what extent does being near Boeing and some of the other things in the area, how has that shaped the event's development?
You know, that's another really good question. Boeing is a rich resource for us on a number of levels. Just the large amount of employees there that are interested in aviation provide a very good steady flow through the gates at this event. So we're very happy about that. One of the Boeing presidents bought a Super Cub at our show. So there's a very good link. And this is a very rich aviation heritage county that we're in. You'll see with the other airports that are around us, Payne Field with the Future of Flight Center and Paul Allen's Flying Collection, and in Bellingham, which has the Heritage Flight Center. So our local politicians have a very good sense of how much aviation and aerospace is linked into their communities, into the health of their communities.
All right, now, just taking a quick look at the website, I see a lot more than we will get to talk about today, including the availability of helicopter rides for $45 a person. There's a number of other things happening. There's a NASCAR display. A B-25 Pacific Prowler will be on display, and rides are available. If someone wants to find out more information about the fly-in, I guess we could direct them to the website at www.arlingtonflyin.org. And again, the event's coming up July 8th through the 12th. Tell people a little bit about the Arlington area and what's the best way to get there if they're flying in commercial or driving.
If they're flying in commercial or they're driving, commercial, they probably want to fly into SeaTac Airport. And we're straight up the I-5 corridor, about 45 miles north. There's pretty good directions on our website. There are still hotels in the Everett area available. There's a listing on the website for those who don't want to camp out. They'll direct you to a hotel. Many of them, if you tell them you're from the fly-in, will give you a fly-in rate. They're very appreciative of the fly-in guests who come in. Rental cars will be available on site. The event is open, as you said, July 8th. It opens up Wednesday and it ends on Sunday. And I just want to say, if you want to go to a fly-in and do more than just walk around and look at airplanes, which is a very cool thing to do, and talk to pilots and home builders, this year at the Arlington fly-in, I think there's been a lot of emphasis put on kind of that experiential that visit that you can have somewhere. That NASCAR display is actually a real NASCAR simulator that our guests will be able to drive and test their skills in a NASCAR race. Microsoft Flight Simulator is going to have a simulator booth set up where people can try their hand at the new versions of Flight Sim that are coming out. The radio-controlled aircraft are also bringing in simulators, so if you've ever thought that this might be a way you want to supplement some of your flying, you'll be able to try your hand at flying RC aircraft as well.
Well, Barbara, I know you've been involved with this event for a lot of years now, and I must say you sound remarkably calm for as close as it's getting.
You know why, Paul. You know what the secret is. We have an incredible staff of volunteers at this event who who have many, many years of experience. We don't change over in key positions very often. These people are passionate and dedicated and thorough.
Are you looking for any more volunteers at any point, or is it a little bit late in the process this year for that?
No, it's not too late in the process. There's always ways, and I think once you have a volunteer experience and an event you enjoy going to, it really expands that experience for you. So anybody who's interested in trying that out or to see how great these volunteers are, they can sign up for that on our website as well. They'll be contacted within 48 hours to figure out where their skills are and where we might be able to use them.
All right, Barb. Well, best wishes for the event. We will see you there, or we'll at least see you running by at some point.
And I'll try and slow down enough to say hi, Paul.
and very best. I know this is going to be a challenging year for a lot of fly-ins, and we wish you all the best, and we'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Barbara Tolbert is the executive director of the Arlington Regional Fly-In. Arlington is about a 45-minute drive north of Seattle. The event runs from next Wednesday through Sunday, July 8th through the 12th. You can find out more at www.arlingtonflyin.org. There's a notice to airmen in effect starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday morning next week. Find it in PDF form using the link in the data block that accompanies this AeroCast. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.